Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
Another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to talk about Republican revival, rejuvenation, refocus. And does that involve some kind of realignment, or does that involve simply allowing the party to be the big, sometimes raucous, inclusive tent it is at its best? That's one of the prospects before us. There are so many issues, especially with the President of the United States apparently abandoning some of his pledges to seek bipartisanship and pressing forward with this COVID relief package of $1.9 trillion. That's $1,900 billion. It's an unimaginably large amount of money. There's never been a single piece of legislation anything like this size. Never. And it seems to me to be repeating some of the mistakes of the Obama administration. To get a perspective on what is going on and the formula for Republican rejuvenation, yes, even in California, as we were talking about earlier, I want to go to my friend Paul Kangor, who is the head of the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, which I'm very proud is a sponsor of this show. And Paul, it's great to speak to you, and particularly on a morning when there are a series of columns by people ranging from Kimberly Strassel to Peggy Noonan, her column tomorrow, all talking about a good week for Republicans in terms of beating off Democratic attacks. Do you concur? Do you think that the Republican Party might be coming together?
Yeah, I guess so, Michael. And you know, by the way, $1.9 trillion. I mean, that is just amazing, isn't it? But look, I think what
not
you're
a
seeing,
single
right?
Republican voted for it, not one.
Yeah, it's just incredible. $1.9 trillion. And then also, too, that President Biden promising to, you know, send a mask to everybody in America by summer, right? I mean, can Americans not get masks? But this is the kind of thing that liberals and journalists are going to reflexively applaud because it's their guy doing it. That's what it comes down to. And I think what you're seeing here, to answer your question with Republicans, I mean, Republicans always seem to unify better and, frankly, define themselves and define conservatism when they're out of the presidency and when they've got a Democrat in the presidency who's doing very liberal things like Joe Biden is doing. So in a way, you know, maybe we could eventually bring along people like David French and Jonah Goldberg and get them to stop writing about Trump and start writing about some of the executive orders and other things. I'm not saying ignore anything bad that Donald Trump is doing, but you know, right now these first couple weeks, what has it been, about 15 days, I guess, if that, you're really seeing what makes kind of liberalism liberalism, and you're seeing meltdowns among some of the Democrats too. So yeah, I think it's having a unifying effect.
And again, it seems to me it's also very clear, and I think that Mitch McConnell in particular and Kevin McCarthy to some extent have counteracted that strategy fairly effectively. Their strategy is to say that you want to understand the Democratic Party or the Republican Party. The Republican Party is all those crazy people who raided the Capitol building and pooped on the floor and carried Confederate flags and beat up cops. There's this one guy we were talking about earlier today whose a fake name is Matthew Holliday. His real name is Samuel Fisher. And he says he'd never had more fun in his life than when he came up very heavily armed and cops were running away in front of him.
Wow.
That's not a good look for Republicans. And it seems to me on a number of fronts, on the Liz Cheney front, on the Marjorie Taylor Greene front, we're moving away from that and moving away from the conspiracism and the fringy stuff and the really apocalyptic nature of some of the extreme right, which doesn't serve the party well.
Right. And look, conservatives are about law and order, right? We're not the party of defunding the police. And so, yeah, to get away further away from what happened on January 6th, and I think that frankly, Michael, a lot of what's going on with the Democrats pushing impeachment right now is to simply keep that stuff alive, right? I mean, this is, but it's not just to put away Donald Trump for good. It's to continue to fight against Trumpism, link it to the Republican Party, and in a way, going after Marjorie Taylor Greene allows them continuity on that, even after impeachment. And I never even heard of her until, what was it, maybe 2 weeks ago, when she said that she was going to be filing impeachment papers against Joe Biden because of Hunter Biden and China and so forth. And I swear, Michael, the next day CNN was on her, right? I mean, it was that quick. And you want to see journalists be real journalists and start doing some real investigation and digging? Gio, just wait till you find a Republican with some skeletons and stupid statements and bad stuff in the closet, right? I mean, they'll find that stuff within 24 hours. And yet you have people like AOC and Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib. I mean, every day I check the websites because of what I do. I'm a scholar of not just conservatism, but communism, Marxism, socialism. I check the websites of the Democratic Socialists of America, Revolutionary Communist Party USA. People probably don't know this. A bunch of people will look it up now after I say it on your show. The Democratic Socialists of America have a Socialist Rifle Association. I mean, there's some real fanatics. I've got right here in my desk. This is from May 3rd, 2018. PJ Media. LA Antifa group hangs Trump in effigy. Calls for revolutionary violence, quote unquote, against the capitalist state. And you have the Los Angeles Red Guards on May Day 2018. They've got a 1917 banner. They're holding up Donald Trump. You know, this is the kind of stuff that the left does. And you know, for journalists on the left to just focus on people like Marjorie Taylor Greene and ignore these people on the left, I don't like this. I want to see fairness. I want to see equanimity. And if the Republicans have to denounce Greene, fine. The Democrats ought to be answering for people like Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, AOC, and the Democratic Socialists of America.
One of the points that people make on the Democratic side is that Ilhan Omar actually has apologized, at least for some of the things she said very early in her term. The problem is she said more outrageous things more recently. And she also had that problem of having paid out of her campaign $325,000 to her boyfriend, who is now her new husband, her latest husband.
Yeah.
And look, there are all kinds of personal issues that you can do here when you're focusing on personality. I want to quickly go to a piece that you wrote for the American Spectator about Dr. Rachel Levine, who we have covered before, who is a transgendered new appointee of the Biden administration. You're not writing against her because she's transgendered. What you're writing against is the idea that she was appointed because she's transgendered, despite the fact that she had done such a lousy job in Pennsylvania. Speak about that briefly.
Yeah. I mean, she very seriously mismanaged the COVID crisis in Pennsylvania. Before Andrew Cuomo did what happened in New York, placing COVID-infected patients in nursing homes, Levine was doing that in the state of Pennsylvania. We had a 70% fatality rate for COVID patients in PA when it was like 20% for COVID patients in nursing homes in New York. And that was done by Levine. I mean, Pennsylvanians have wanted Levine gone for a year now. And now I guess they're going to get Levine gone, thanks to Joe Biden, who's doing this, hiring Levine, in because Levine is transgender. I mean, that's the main reason.
And very, very unmistakably transgendered. I know you're not supposed to note that, but there it is. We will be right back on the MedVed Show. You can read about the Institute for Faith and for Faith and Freedom at michaelmedved.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and it's 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Buy now and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com. Click on the banner for Relief Factor or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Big Michael Medved fan.
The Michael Medved Show.
And this just breaking in The Hill, former Secretary of the Treasury and a top economic advisor to former President Barack Obama, also, by the way, former president of Harvard University, Larry Summers, warned today that President Biden's proposed COVID-19 relief package, which has just cleared its first stage of clearing the Congress, this is in terms of budgeting that amount of money, he says the COVID-19 relief package is just too big and could overheat the economy. Summers, who was Treasury Secretary under President Clinton, wrote in the Washington Post that the proposed $1.9 trillion stimulus could ignite inflationary pressures of a kind we have not seen in a generation. He said the risk of inflation could have consequences for the dollar and for financial stability. Stimulus measures of this magnitude contemplated are steps into the unknown, former Treasury Secretary Summers wrote. Look, I wish he had come out with this before the final votes, because the final votes were very close, and there has been some encouragement that at least Biden had spent 2 hours talking to the 10 Republican senators who came into him, pleading that this package be trimmed down to size, be made a little bit more responsible. Remember, the Republicans had put together a $618 billion package, still a big package, still taking care of making sure that the vaccines get out there. But particularly now, when we're already doing better by all measures, this was just reported on CNN. We are down in terms of a new caseload, the new cases diagnosed per day. For the first time, just a couple of days ago, we are doing more vaccines every day than there are new cases of COVID. And we are down about 50% from the peak of new cases, which is about a month ago. The vaccines are working. And that's a good thing. And I do think that the Democrats would kind of like to talk about anything else, which is a shame. Sean Patrick Maloney, who is a congressman from Poughkeepsie, Newburgh, New York, in that area, very liberal Democrat. He is also the chairman of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee. He's going to be in charge of holding the House of Representatives, he hopes, for the Democratic Party in what should be a very good Republican election in 2022 if we don't blow it. And Sean Patrick Maloney says, we need to warn people about the dangerous takeover by these QAnon radicals of the Republican caucus. This is not some caricature. This is about where the power is right now in the Republican caucus. Okay, prove it, Maloney. I bet that's just a slander. I mean, first of all, the one Republican who openly supported QAnon has now walked that back. She's been stripped of her committee assignments. She's been put in the penalty box. And 11 young, dynamic, and courageous Republicans have voted to go along with that reaction. Where is there any evidence at all that QAnon has taken over the Republican caucus? It's ridiculous. And we shouldn't give any support or credence to that kind of attack. Another great way to rebut that attack, it seems to me, and this attempt to try to stigmatize every Republican member of Congress and every Republican senator as being so extreme and off the reservation, is to look at some of the outstanding younger leaders of the party on Capitol Hill. And one of those outstanding leaders is Senator Ben Sasse of Nebraska, who I would say to him, if I'm eager to have him back on the show, he's been on several times, but he is the greatest Nebraska senator since George Norris. And if you don't know who George Norris was, you can find him in Profiles in Courage. Ben Sasse also showed some courage. Recently, there was a flare-up in Nebraska because Ben Sasse was one of those senators who had voted for the impeachment trial to go forward that is coming up on Tuesday. And there were people, local organizers of the party back home in Nebraska, where President Trump is very popular, who have said they want to censure Senator Sass. And he responded to that this way in a really remarkable and eloquent video. Listen to Senator Ben Sass, clip 1A.
The anger in the state party has never been about me violating principle or abandoning conservative policy. I'm one of the most conservative voters in the Senate. The anger has always been simply about me not bending the knee to one guy. But my disagreements with President Trump have never been personal. They've always been about genuine affection for the constitutional order, something every American, regardless of party, should share. January 6th is going to leave a scar. For 220 years, one of the most beautiful things about America has been our peaceful transfer of power. But what Americans saw 3 weeks ago was ugly. Shameful mob violence to disrupt a constitutionally mandated meeting of the Congress to affirm that peaceful transfer of power. It happened because the president lied to you. He lied about the election results for 60 days, despite losing 60 straight court challenges, many of them handed down by wonderful Trump-appointed judges. He lied by saying that the vice president could just violate his constitutional oath and declare a new winner. That wasn't true. He then riled a mob that attacked the Capitol, many chanting, "Hang Pence." If that president were a Democrat, we both know how you'd respond. But because he had Republican behind his name, you're defending him.
Okay, I believe that the presence of people like Senator Sass, and there's more about what is conservative and what is not conservative. And one of the things that is not conservative is this crazy belief in conspiracy theories. There's more on that, and honestly, a chance to air some of this, which I think is beneficial. There's a new lawsuit, and it's a lawsuit for billions of dollars. And it's launched against some powerful people in conservative media. It's $2.7 billion in damages. And to collect on something like that or succeed in that kind of suit, you have to show there was reckless disregard of the truth, that the people saying things on air actually were aware that what they were saying was untrue. So how does this work out? And why is this also a benefit potentially for the country and for the Republican Party? Well, it means the people who are being sued, if you have any proof about what you've said on the air in the past, all you have to do is bring that proof to trial. And you'll win. We will get to that and to much more on the Medved Show coming up.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The nation's unemployment rate dropped slightly in January. The Labor Department says the jobless rate fell 0.4% to 6.3% for the month, the economy adding 49,000 jobs, slightly fewer than expected. As far as what the Dems' coronavirus relief package will do to the economy, Stephen Moore is a FreedomWorks senior economic contributor. He says,
the economy is so well teed up right now for just an explosive growth in 2021. You know, now we have the lowest unemployment rate of virtually the entire industrial world, much lower than Europe does, where they're at about 10%. And actually, the unemployment problem, Bill, to the extent it still really exists, is in states like California, New York.
More speaking there on Fox News. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Your cultural crusader. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And the key thing for the Republican Party moving forward will be to offer a credible, constructive alternative to some of the excesses of the Biden administration. And we know that so far, in just the first couple of weeks of the Biden presidency, there are all kinds of excesses. I mean, this crazy idea that the president is considering sending every American a free face mask in the mail. Really, do you think that's a great investment, that the problem we have right now is you just can't get masks anywhere? Of course you can. And they're not expensive, and they're not hard to get. If you want to get some of the very most effective, that's more pricey. But this is madness. And it's also madness, instead of that, to be obsessing for the GOP with loyalty to Donald Trump. There's this report from The Hill. There is a GOP group in an Illinois county that's represented in Congress by Representative Adam Kinzinger, Republican Illinois, that has officially moved to censure the congressman for voting in favor of impeaching former President Trump last month. Look, this is every bit as nutty as what they did in Arizona to censure the governor, who is a Republican, to censure Cindy McCain, who is actually the widow of one of the most successful and popular Republican politicians in all of Arizona history, John McCain. It's nuts. And the LaSalle County Republican Central Committee announced in a press release that more than 88% of the group voted to favor and censuring Kinzinger. So you would prefer that your area was represented by a Democrat, do you? Who has emerged as a prominent Trump critic, adding that the committee has received unsolicited support for the censure from over 40 county Republican central committees. Well, this is like the idea of censuring Ben Sasse. Ben Sasse was one of the most easy winners of all senators running for re-election last time. He did not support Trump. But he won in Nebraska, where Trump lost one of the congressional districts. He lost Omaha. And Sasse won with close to 70% of the vote. And here's what he has to say about what really is conservative and what is not. Clip 1B, please.
Something has definitely changed over the last 4 years, but it's not me. Personality cults aren't conservative. Conspiracy theories aren't conservative. Lying that an election has been stolen, it's not conservative. Acting like politics is a religion, it isn't conservative. I still believe every word from the campaign trail. What makes America great isn't power politics. It's what happens in the communities where you and I are raising our kids. Happily, most Nebraskans still believe that, too. I think that's why Nebraskans just gave our campaign tens of thousands more votes than President Trump got in our state. It's why our campaign just set all-time vote count records in both the primary and general elections, despite being primaried last year for not being Trumpy. All-time most votes for any candidate in Nebraska history. And look at Omaha, which he lost by a lot, and we won handily. Why? I think the reason's simple. Nebraskans aren't rage addicts, and that's good news. You are welcome to censure me again, but let's be clear about why this is happening. It's because I still believe, as you used to, that politics isn't about the weird worship of one dude.
Okay, that's a beautiful phrase, isn't it? And by the way, he supported Trump in the Senate. The scorecard from 538 is that Ben Sasse voted in line with Trump's position 84% of the time. That's the same as Lindsey Graham, who was one of President Trump's chief defenders and allies. And Ben Sasse concluded this outstanding video, and it's a very important message, it seems to me. He concluded it this way. Listen.
The party could purge Trump skeptics, but I'd like to convince you that not only is that civic cancer for the nation, it's just terrible for our party. But either way, I'm going to keep doing what I promised. We still agree on some big things. Rule of law, constitutionalism, limited government, unlimited human potential, extending the American dream to more of our brothers and sisters. We can lead again, but only if our party is willing to change. We're going to have to choose between conservatism and madness, between just trolling versus actually persuading the rising generation of Americans again. That's what I'm focused on. And I sincerely hope that many of you will join in celebrating these big, worthy causes for freedom. Look, I know I won't always get it right. I make a bunch of mistakes, but I'm always going to work hard for Nebraskans, and I'm always going to tell you the truth. Thanks for listening.
I do think people should listen. And blessings on Senator Sasse. I think he makes the best possible case for conservatism. Now, on the other hand, juxtapose what you just heard with a word from Ilhan Omar. She is on with MSNBC with Chris Hayes, and she talks about the Republican Party this way, clip 8.
I mean, the Republicans truly have lost their way. Their party is destroyed. Their base now is conspiracy theorists, it's cowards, it's opportunists, it's grifters, and sadly, they're becoming the Looney Tunes. You know, these are people who we can't take serious. They're not here to do the people's business. They are here to just be obstructionists and make a mockery of not just our government, but our country.
Okay, this is outrageous in light of what we've been covering today, in light of what you just heard from Ben Sasse, who's an exemplary public servant, in light of what we've heard from Adam Kinzinger, who is an exemplary public servant, in light of what we've heard from Liz Cheney and her victory, overwhelming victory in the Republican caucus. And see, this is the only thing the Democrats have to say right now, is that the Republicans and their party is cowards and grifters and Looney Tunes. And when honestly, that is such a very small segment of the conservative coalition. And it's extraordinarily important that we continue to rebut that. And one of the ways to rebut that, it seems to me, is for people to move away from the ongoing obsession with the election and disputed election returns, because that is fringy and it is groundless. And I believe that people will have an opportunity to air all of that in a lawsuit that has been about it, Smartmatic, which is one of those companies that was accused by Sidney Powell and Rudy Giuliani of actually ties, communist ties, and deliberately flipping votes. By the way, Smartmatic actually, and you can confirm this, it only has machines in one county in America. It's an important county, but only in Los Angeles County. And nobody claims that they have manufactured votes for Biden in Los Angeles County. You didn't need votes manufactured for him in Los Angeles County. The suit was filed in New York State Supreme Court. Smartmatic's suit seeks at least $2.7 billion in damages. They're suing Fox News and suing three specific anchors at Fox News: Jeanine Pirro, Maria Bartiromo, and Lou Dobbs. So what's the very nature of the suit and what will it turn on? We'll let you know. And more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Washington Today is probably the meanest and most partisan I've ever seen.
America beats the crap out of us, but we love our country.
We've always had partisanship. We've never had this level of dysfunction.
We live in a zero-sum world. We are absolutely convinced that for one side to get ahead, the other side has got to lose.
And we have to come together by breaking the habit of contempt.
We've proven as a nation, you give us a mountain to climb, we'll show you how to climb it.
This new film, now available on Starz, Apple TV, YouTube, Vimeo, Google Play. For more information, visit StarsAndStrife.com.
Right now is a great time to become a MedHead at MichaelMedVet.com. And what do you get for your money? The 3-hour daily broadcast, commercial free, show archives going back over 5 years, all of Michael's current commentaries as well as commentary archives, added discounts at the MedVet History Store, and a Listen Live tab where you can catch all of the news and Michael's views that are happening in real time. Go to the website, click the MedHead banner, and sign up today. Make sure to use the promo code WINTER40.
Hi, I'm Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, serving collectors since 1983. Our reputation is spotless, which is why well-respected radio talk show hosts Dennis Prager and Michael Medved have recommended me for years. Some dealers offer gimmicks like free silver. Really, free silver? They have to make that cost up somewhere. Others tell you to drop in and offer gold and silver bullion, but use bait and switch tactics to sell you expensive collectible coins instead. While they're fun and historical, they're usually marked up 10 times as much as bullion. Have questions? Give me a call and I'll share my 4 decades of experience with you. Whether you want to buy, sell, or trade, call me at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
On the Michael Medved show, talking about a gigantic lawsuit that is going to be big news if it ever hits court. It probably won't. They will probably work out some kind of out-of-court settlement, but it's a suit for $2.7 billion against Rudy Giuliani and against Sidney Powell and against Fox News and three principal anchors. By the way, as far as those anchors are concerned, they're not going to have a problem, because their argument can be, when we reported on this, we were reporting news, we believed that these charges had substance to them, it turns out they don't, okay, fine, they'll get some acknowledgement. But I don't think you're going to see Judge Jeanine and Maria Bartiromo and Lou Dobbs being forced to pay millions and millions of dollars to Smartmatic. What's fascinating is a lot of people noted, and it was much discussed, there was a segment, not on Fox, but on Newsmax, where they had a guest who was trying to make the case about Dominion machines being responsible for flipping votes and for cheating and for electoral fraud. And they just went back to their statement, there's been no evidence of that. Blah, blah, blah. Why? Because Dominion's also suing. And by the way, Dominion and Smartmatic are rival companies. They are competitors. They are not the same company. And the Dominion machines, at least, are used in places around the country. Smartmatic is not, which is one of the reasons I think that when this lawsuit moves forward, they're probably going to have to get some kind of acknowledgement, probably paying court costs they'll get from Fox News, and some kind of acknowledgement that the Fox News was reporting the news wrong when they suggested that Smartmatic machines, which originated in Venezuela and were involved with Hugo Chavez, who is long dead. And basically, they're saying, you've destroyed our business and you have hurt our business. It seems to me that everybody should welcome the idea of this kind of suit to clear the air. Because one thing in any suit about defamation, about libel, about slander, that kind of lawsuit, truth is an absolute defense. If you can prove that you are telling the truth, that what you said, that the reports you made were accurate, well, then in that case, there's no suit against you. What you have to show is not just that what you said was inaccurate, but if you want to collect on one of these multi-million dollar suits, you have to show that there was actual malice, that there was a malicious purpose to defame you, and that the people who were saying all this had reason to know that it was untrue, that it was a reckless disregard for the truth as a legal standard. Speaking of reckless disregard for the truth, there was some reckless disregard for common sense from Ron Klain, who is the chief of staff in the Biden White House. He seems to be a lot more willing to go before the press right now than chiefs of staff, any of the many chiefs of staff, starting with Reince Priebus, who worked for President Trump. He was on NBC, should be a friendly confines for Ron Klain, an aide to President Biden. And he told Lester Holt about an exciting and meaningful plan that the Biden administration is prioritizing. This is clip three. Listen.
Tell me where you are on where your discussions to perhaps send masks to every American. Is that happening, or can you tell us, you know, where the discussions are on that?
Yeah, you know, Lester, this was an idea that really came up last year in the Trump administration. The public health agencies recommended it. The president vetoed it for some reason. We want to get this back on track. We're looking at what can be done to quickly do this with the mask supplies that we have. I hope in the next few days or next week we may be able to announce some progress on this. But, of course, this is part overall of a plan to try to get every American masked up in these first 100 days. We're going to do whatever we can to make masks more available to people, to increase the supply of masks, and, of course, to get people to wear those masks.
Okay, making masks available to people. Are masks not available today? Is there anyone within the range of my voice who needs government help in order to get a face mask during a pandemic? 1-800-955-1776. If you have been just looking and looking and looking and you can't find a mask or you can't afford it, I mean, for goodness sake, some of the masks that they send out, this time of year, because it's leading up to Oscar nominations, and I'm a voter in two of the critics organizations for movie awards. A couple of the movie companies sent out masks as swag. You know, normally they send out videos or albums or CDs, and it's just sent masks. So, again, do we really need, are we so helpless and pathetic as American citizens that we need the government to provide masks? Look, I think that mask wearing, and even after you've gotten the vaccine, it's probably an effective thing to do. And it's effective in one sense, because when you are together with other people who are wearing masks, you are much more likely to practice social distancing, to actually avoid the kind of close contact, because a mask is a reminder that we still have a pandemic. And concerning the pandemic, everybody, including President Biden, he says, wants to see the schools opened. And the White House press secretary, Jen Psaki, took a number of challenging questions from reporters today about that key question of reopening schools, where overwhelmingly that's what the public wants. This is clip 13.
Michael Bloomberg said yesterday that it's time for President Biden to stand up and say that the kids are the most important thing and stand up to the teachers' unions. if it comes down to a binary choice, and there's no indication that, you know, the teachers union in Chicago or San Francisco are willing to budge at this point, if it comes down to a binary choice, who would the president choose, the kids or the teachers?
I think that's a little bit unfair how you pose that question, but I will say the president believes schools should be open. Teachers want schools to be open. Families want schools to be open, but we want to do it safely. And I'm not sure that any parent in this country would disagree with wanting their kids to go to school in a safe environment where there's ventilation, where proper precautions are taken, whether it's masks or social distancing, and that's his priority. But there should be no confusion. The president of the United States wants schools to open. He wants them to stay open, and that is key too. He doesn't want them to be open for a month. That's disruptive for teachers, for students, for families. So he wants the proper steps to be taken so that they can reopen and stay open.
Okay, nice try, but basically the question here is, at some point, will the President of the United States and will other Democratic governors call out the teachers' unions? Because, yes, everybody wants the ventilation, and everybody wants as much safety as possible. And I think it makes all the sense in the world to allow teachers to get priorities in terms of getting the vaccines. We're doing better with vaccines all around the country. But the idea of teachers simply refusing, denying the scientific advice of the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, denying the overwhelming will of school boards and of politicians, including some Democratic politicians. And why? Because the teachers' unions have become such a huge part of the Democratic base, in terms of providing money, in terms of providing manpower. And I think you can see how incredibly afraid of any standing up to those teachers' unions the Democratic officials, including the President of the United States, seem to be. Now, is that the result of some kind of gigantic conspiracy? No, it's not a conspiracy. It's a basic politics. Is when there is a group of people or an interest group that is overwhelmingly on your side, then you tend to give them a lot of deference. But when it comes to conspiracy theories, where did this current mania begin? And yes, it's gotten much, much worse. It actually began with a lot of charlatans. Charlatans. A lot of people with no good intentions and no regard for the truth, who spread horrible lies that are still believed by millions of people about the JFK assassination. There's a new book about that with the appropriate title, On the Trail of Delusion. We'll be speaking with the author, very brave author, in This Greatest Nation on God's Grace.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, right? It and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.